Well, good morning, everybody. Today is a happy day. Rejoice Sunday. We celebrate today the presence of God to come, the presence of God around us even now. And I want to just make two observations about biblical joy, because the word joy in the Bible, shara, comes up a lot. And we have some of those times in our readings today. And I just was kind of praying about, what is biblical joy? Number one, do you know the difference between like somebody that you tolerate, and when they come in the room, you're like, oh, there's that guy again, you know? And then versus someone who like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you're here. You know, like there's that rejoice. There's such a difference between like tolerating somebody and rejoicing in somebody. And I think a lot of people think that God just tolerates us. But the scripture in our first reading, Zephaniah, says that God rejoices over us with gladness, that he sings joyfully. The God of the universe sings joyfully because of you, as one sings at festivals. That God, the biblical sense of joy is that even God is rejoicing, not just tolerating us. There's that guy again. But like, I love you and I will sing because I love you so much. And that's why heaven is filled with songs of praise and joy and love. And that we pray thy kingdom to come, that it might be the same here. And I think the question for us on that one is like, do we just tolerate God? Oh, there he is again. Or am I can't wait till Sunday Mass when I can be one with Jesus again. And that it's not just like a thing I check off my list because it's Mass time and it's because of what I do, but because, man, this is my life. Jesus is my life. And I rejoice because of this what can happen at Holy Mass. So that's one sense of joy. It's such a different thing from tolerate. It's just rejoice. The second piece is this. Joy is not an emotion. It's a state of being. And I was reminded of that Pope Francis in his, a year after he became the Pope, he wrote this thing called The Joy of the Gospel. And I just wrote down this quote from there as I was rereading it, because he says, sometimes we are tempted to find excuses and we complain, acting as if we could only be happy if 1,000 conditions were met. But no, our joy comes in an encounter, a daily encounter with the living Jesus. And that's it. That's it. That joy isn't, oh, I'll only be have joy if I have all these other things. Joy is in Jesus. Joy is in that. And it's kind of like a bubble around you. It's the state of being. And that whatever comes at you, you know, like a negative word, or somebody does something that hurts you, or you lose this, you lose that, that it all like hits on this bubble of joy around you. Because your joy is not dependent on anything else. Your joy is dependent on Jesus, and we have him. He has us, and we have him. And that this becomes this buffer. No matter what happens, doesn't matter, because we have this thing of joy. And it's a state of being. And it's a decision. It comes from a decision to trust that Jesus is present, he is powerful, and he is a promise keeper. A joy is not an emotion. It is a state of being that comes from a decision to trust the Word of God, to trust that Jesus is present, powerful, and a promise keeper. And we can have that trust. We should have that trust. And if we have that trust, that Jesus is present, powerful, and a promise keeper, we have this buffer. And no matter what comes at us, we're all right. And we'll keep our joy no matter what. Joy is the only thing that will bring others to our Lord. So let's pray for a great, great dose of it, to live in that state of being always. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.